rockers, and rappers. Each group has its own taste of music, and they rarely see eye to eye.
Yeah, I listen to rap. I'm a rapper myself.
Yeah, my brother got me into rap because he makes his own mixtapes and stuff.
I don't listen to rap because that shit sucks.
You wag.
You wag. That's why I don't like you.
I listen to rap.
I listen to rock only, I'm sorry.
Rock sucks, because you don't know what they're saying. They be like, At least when you rapping, you know what they're saying, because they have a certain flow.
There's a lot of stereotypes about rappers, and some are true and some are not.
If I was to go downtown to say that I'm a rapper, they think that I'm a bad person. But really, I'm actually a good person to people. Like, if you really get the note of the rapper, like, you understand what they mean. While living in the hood and stuff. Most rappers, like 50 Cent, he know his father, his mother left him. The reason why he rap with the gangster rap, because that's the way he had to live to grow up. Like, that's how he had to survive.
Some rappers not violent. Sometimes they just act ghetto just to prove them that they from the hood.
Not all people in general that live in the Bronx are ghetto. Like, they can be proper too.
As Carlito and David see it, rap is neither good nor bad. It's just a form of expression. It's all about how you use it.
Rap is something that I like to do. Like, when people inspire you and stuff. Like my brother, because he's like when you listen to rap, it's like they're actually saying something about lives. Like, ideas, like, save, like, your family. You had, like, problems with in your family. Like, say if they died or whatever, you want to, like, talk about it. You know what I'm saying? And you have to go with the flow.
To me, God made challenges for all people. That's how some rappers have to go through the hard lives. That's like the basics of life. Like, God gave everybody free will to choose what they want to choose. Other people say that rappers, they're all about the money, women, sex, and power. Me, as a rapper, I'm in it because I can rap really good and it's a hobby and I like doing it. Me, I don't rap about sex, women. Like, I will rap about what's on my mind.
But some people discriminate against rappers because they're negative stereotypes about them. David and his friends conducted an experiment. Half of his friends dressed like rappers and others dressed like white people.
There's six of us. Three of us could dress up like with the baggy clothes and the do-rag. And the other ones could dress in suits and we go out looking for jobs. Like, one of us went to McDonald's, then we went to a bank. Then we went to a Toys R Us and a sneaker store. Like, me, I was one of the kids with the do-rag on. So I went in and I said, "What's poppin'?" to the boss, gave him a dap. So, like, he looked at me real strange. He never seen anything like that before. And then when my other friend came in for the job, like, he gave him a firm handshake and stuff like that. So he got the job right away. And me, like, so they just pushed me off to the side and told me to go, like, the boss will call you and they don't call you. So they did that. Then another time, we changed it up. And I gave him the handshake and he gave him the dap. And he was like, "What happened?" So it was like a shock to him.
David and his friends aren't the only ones who experience discrimination based on their appearance. It happened to Carlito, but he tries to keep his focus higher.
I didn't care what people say how I dress, because they really shouldn't be worrying about how I dress. Because people really shouldn't care what other people think, because it's only you. Like, you can only care about yourself and your family. Because your family always says, like, never to care about what other people think and stuff, you know? God even says that too.